question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Okay, we're back. Robert, Mary with you again, and we're ready to go with the latest installment of our Chief Travel Leader series. Before we welcome back Steve Reynolds, CEO of TripBam, a quick word about Ama Waterways River Cruises and what you can come do with us.
That's right. This summer, from July 30th through August 6th, Robert and I invite you to come travel with us. Together, we're going to all enjoy a special 7-day trip through the Bordeaux region of France. We've worked with the team at Ama Waterways to create an offer that provides big savings plus a number of exclusive extras for all of you. Space on this special trip is limited, so if you're interested in going with us, we suggest that you make your reservations now.
There's so much planned for our travels together, everyone, because the Bordeaux region of France, it's a great French city. It's got unmistakable elegance. It really has it all, from being the wine capital of the world, top-notch restaurants and shops, world-famous art museums, and there are so many quaint towns and country markets in the beautiful countryside that we're going to be visiting. To get all the details, just go to our website. Right there on the homepage, you're going to see the Taste of Bordeaux tour departing on July 30th. You will need to use our special promo code of CARRY, that's our last name, to receive this exclusive offer with all its savings and extras when you're booking, since it's not being publicly advertised on the Ama Waterways website. But right there on the homepage at rmworldtravel.com, you'll find everything you need and a direct link to Ama Waterways with all the details, and we hope to see you in July.
Okay, we've got a lot we want to get to with Steve Reynolds, so let's get right to that show hotline for our latest Chief Travel Leader episode.
Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show, Steve. I was just looking at our calendar log before the show today, and I can't believe it's been 4 years since we last spoke with you on air.
It has been a long time.
It certainly has been. Clearly, you've been busy. So listen, you started TripBam back in late 2012, so later this year you'll celebrate 8 years in business, or at least mark that moment. I saw that during the past 7 years, you've saved travelers over $270 million, processed over 20 million bookings, big numbers. So as Larry David would say, Steve, that's pretty, pretty good. You know, briefly share with everyone how TripBam works and how you've been able to achieve these successes.
Yeah, so in a short kind of summary or synopsis of what we do, large corporations, and even small, automatically send us their hotel bookings that are made out in the future. We then have a whole variety of algorithms and technologies that look for better rates, monitor that rates are correct, actually look at better rates at the same hotel and other hotels. It just goes on and on, that with all the features that we've added over the last several years. And as a result, we find a lot of savings for the customers. And as that savings is found, we can automatically rebook them to the lower rate, or we can send them to a travel agent, and a travel agent can then rebook them if need be.
Well, savings and lower rates with hotels sounds great.
Well, there's so much confusion.
Yeah, there's a lot of confusion out there. Steve, something that I've continued to follow is the number of travel management companies that you're working with now. You're almost up to 30, I believe. How much have these companies impacted your overall business? And can you tell us who some of the larger travel management companies are that you're working with?
Yeah, we pretty much work with all of the large TMCs, they call them, corporate travel agencies in the U.S. and Europe. American Express, Carlson Vaughan Lee, BCD, you know, and so on. And they've had a huge impact on our business because they basically act as resellers of our solution. So they provide the product, they call it different names, to their corporate customers. And, you know, we charge them a fee for the service, and they typically charge the client probably a percentage of savings. Is the typical billing model.
All right. You know, as I mentioned, you know, time does fly since it's been 4 years since you've been on the program with us last. So I want to get into something, get your opinion on the OTA travel marketplace overall. And folks, you know, for those of you around the country right now, what I'm talking about, it's the online travel agencies. There are issues, Steve, at Trivago these days. Their parent company, Expedia, is having growing pains. Even others like Booking.com and their Priceline brand, they've seen better days. So do you think there's a shakeout coming in the OTA travel sector? And, you know, maybe are there any companies out there that you're following more closely than others that you're perhaps bullish on?
Well, so the most of our corporate travel managers has expressed an interest at some point in time of bringing OTA rates into the mix. You know, do I allow Expedia, Booking.com, Hotels.com rates and make those available to our corporate travelers? What we're finding is, in some cases, that makes sense, probably in Europe, in certain situations where you just can't get to the hotel any other way other than buying potentially direct. But for the most part, we're just not seeing a significant discount from those rates.
Okay.
And the other disadvantage we're seeing is when they're discounted, those rates tend to be non-refundable and potentially prepaid, which really aren't applicable for the corporate travel market.
Well, that's
the last
true.
Issue that we're... Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that's true. And plus, you have all these fees that are embedded in there that are tough to find as well.
That's the latest issue that we're finding, is more often than not, you don't see all the fees. And when you show up at the hotel to check out, there's a resort fee, a property fee. They kind of wrap it in different names. But there's a fee that's charged on checkout that's kind of hidden. And it seems to be more prevalent with these OTA types of rates than you see with the other rates that are out there.
It's such a game. Steve, real quick, I have a question for our listeners. You suggest monitoring hotel rates about a month out. Why is that?
Well, so for the leisure market, most of the revenue managers at hotels really start getting a sense of occupancy about 30 days out. And in our daily rate shopping, we kind of look at how often rates, you know, kind of get adjusted up or down. And all the fun starts for the leisure market about 30 days, 45 to 30 days out from check-in. In the corporate market, it's more about 2 weeks from check-in. And so, you know, what happens with our solution is we'll check every day, but as we get closer to those windows, we actually speed up and we start checking multiple times per day to take advantage of those rate drops as they occur.
You know, I've heard you mention twice Europe, so I know TripAm is headquartered in Dallas, where our engineer Bobby is based, because although Mary and I are in New York and we have Rudy in St. Paul, our show is produced in Dallas and distributed over the satellite from there. But I want to hear about your international expansion, because I'm told you now have a regional headquarters in London and other operations in France and Germany. Why?
Well, because it originally started with larger U.S. companies wanting us to process transactions on a global basis. And so as we started bringing up, you know, their entities in those countries, we needed the ability to support them and provide service. So we've established an office in London. We've got sales, account management, all those necessary parts and pieces there. We're also starting to make some headway into, you know, the other countries in Europe as well. But we're global at this point. I mean, we're processing bookings in 180 countries around the world.
Well, that is big growth. Wow. Since we last spoke to you. It really is.
So, Steve, I know that you are an advocate, a longtime advocate, which is why you're doing what you're doing with TripAm for savings for consumers and travelers. And I don't want to get too technical here. We have a mix of leisure and business travelers tuned in across the country with us today. So I do want to ask you to briefly explain this new feature that you have called LRA enforcement and how it benefits travelers.
Yeah, so just for the LRA, as a definition, means last room availability. Typically, when a company signs a contract with a hotel for a negotiated discount, there's a clause in there around LRA. And the hotels, or the companies, actually play a little bit more to get that LRA term. And you would think that would mean, okay, if there's the last room available, I get it and my negotiated rate applies.
Right.
In reality, that's not the case. A lot of hotel revenue managers turn rates on and off and on, depending upon the level of occupancy in the hotel. Mm-hmm. And so it's a pretty clear violation, in my opinion, of the term. So travel managers came to us and said, can you please help us solve this problem? So the first problem was measuring. What we find is most companies only get their negotiated discount about 60% of the time when they should. If you monitor it and you call the hotel or email them, which is what we do, we automatically email if the negotiated rate's not available. We can improve that to about 80-85%, which we believe is kind of a reasonable amount to get those, you know, deeply discounted rates.
Yeah, I think that brings things in line.
Nice
much
feature. Yeah.
You know, as we look towards the rest of 2020 right now, and I'll even put on the forecast hat for 2021 and 2022, anything new that we can expect from TripAm going forward?
We've got all kinds of new stuff. I mean, we're turning into more of a hotel procurement platform where companies that want to source a deal with a hotel, with two clicks, they can now get a pre-vetted discount with any hotel around the world. And we're doing that just based on all the volume that we have going through the system. I know companies of similar size that have a deal with likely the hotel you're looking at, and I know what a fair deal is. And I know the deal that hotel is willing to give. So why make it so complicated? Why make it an annual RFP process? Just click a button and we'll put a deal in place for you. So we're trying to simplify it and take the cost out of the whole process.
And again, you know, for people that are listening, you obviously, if someone listening right now is a corporate travel executive, obviously you handle that whole side. They can go to tripam.com. They'll find information. But if they're a consumer and they just want to have a comparison as well, I know I was on your website before the show, you have that section as well. So folks, you just check it out, tripam.com. It's a service that we certainly like, and all the information on Steve's company will be there, whether you're a traveling consumer or you're a business involved in travel. Steve, always nice to talk to you. I realize it's been 4 years, as I've said. We're going to make sure it's a little quicker than that the next time. We hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for spending a little time with us today, okay?
Yeah, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve. Take care.
You too. Bye.
All right, just released Steve Reynolds. Clearly, they're growing at a rapid rate. We really like, you know, listen, no commissions or incentives of any type that they're, like, behind the scenes going on there.
I think we can safely say we appreciate the advocacy for the consumer in terms of saving money and full transparency with hotels.
Right now, we're going to pause for a quick break. Please be sure to connect with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at RM World Travel. There's still a lot more of the program ahead today, and we're going to get right to it after this quick break.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.